Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 87. We are in the ninth chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 9 and 10, from the New Living Translation. Instruct the wise, and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn even more. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. In verse 9, a Christian should always want to learn. The verse speaks about a wise man and a good man. A Christian should want to be both wise and good. At church, he should learn from the preacher, that is, the speaker. At home, he should learn from his family. At work, he should learn to be fair and honest. When he's alone, he should pray. He should read the Bible and learn from God. If he does this, he'll become wiser. He'll learn more, and he'll know God more. In verse 10, a wise person is not always intelligent or clever. He might know only a few things. Maybe he has only learned the first lesson. This is the first lesson. Respect God. God must be first in our lives. God is more important than our businesses. God is more important than our friends. God is even more important than our families. When we make a decision, we must first think about God. We have to ask whether our plans are good or evil. We need to decide whether our plans give honor to God. This is only the first lesson, but it's a great lesson. And this one will teach us how to be wise. If we respect God, then evil ideas will not attract us. If we respect God, then we're going to try to be fair and honest with other people. If we respect God, then money will not control our lives. If we respect God, then we'll want to learn from God. Today's passage emphasizes that God desires individuals who are open-minded and recognize that they don't have all the answers to life. Life is always changing, and God wants people who are willing to learn and adapt to new experiences and knowledge. Understanding the vastness and power of God is the starting point of wisdom. Recognizing that we can never fully comprehend everything as God does helps us acknowledge our place as Christians and God as the Creator. Pride often leads us to believe that science and technology alone can solve every problem, and that makes us feel like we can play God ourselves. But humility reminds us that advancements like splitting the atom have brought more challenges than solutions. We require God's wisdom to navigate the knowledge we acquire. So let me ask you, do you possess the beginning of wisdom? What does it mean to you to fear God? Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.